Hello, everybody. Joe from Stop and Think News here. Got a pretty decent show for you today. Got a couple things I want to go over with you. Again, I'm still waiting on the new podcast board that's coming from China. It was supposed to be here yesterday, and then I got notified that it'll be here on Sunday, but we don't get deliveries here on Sunday. Sorry, I'm a little thirsty. And this is, you know, I'm sure it'll then be Monday, and then it'll be Thursday again. It would have been nice if they'd have just said, hey, this product ships from China, you should probably look for another one. You know what I mean? But anyway, that's what you get when you deal with Walmart. Got some good news. Tomorrow is the premiere of a new show starring basically my friend Ben and I. We're going to cover different world events and, you know, U.S. events and so on, and news headlines, and we're going to kind of laugh at them, because how can you not? This will be tomorrow. I'm not sure when the premiere will be, because we're going to be recording. We're not going to be recording live. We probably won't record live for quite a while, until I can figure out how exactly this live broadcast software works that we have online. And, once we can figure that out, then we might do a couple live shows if he's up for it or whatever, just kind of off the cuff, whatever. But it'll be every Saturday, and I'm going to start doing Stop and Think News every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, because I'm finding that some days are slow days, so I'll let the news build up and do the shows on those 3 days whenever possible. So anyway, moving on with that, let's get started with this show, and we're going to start with this, because, wow. So here we go. Oh, that's the wrong thing. Here we go. House passes FISA reauthorization bill after previous GOP setback. So you can thank the GOP for passing this bill that's been used to spy on U.S. citizens, including our President Trump. Mike Johnson signed off on it, which, oddly enough, today... Sorry, let me put my phone over here. Oddly enough, today, Trump is doing a fundraiser-type deal with Mike Johnson. I think RSBN is covering it. I'm pretty sure I saw on YouTube it was live replay or something. So that's actually happening, and I'm not really understanding why, other than the fact that we all kind of know Trump has to work with who he works with, right? I mean, if he's going to win and he's going to get back in office, and I don't think Mike Johnson's going to try to help him win. If I'm being completely honest with you, I don't trust a guy as far as I could throw him. And most people don't at this point. But if he's going to get back into office, he's going to have to work with these people. And as we've saw in his last presidency, they're all secretly working against him for the most part, minus a handful. You know, Rand Paul, who I don't really trust, he's trying to say that Trump has to win to lock Fauci up. I'm not quite sure why that is. The logic there doesn't make sense, because he lied to Congress, which is a crime. He could be locked up now. It's not the president's job to do that. Congress is in charge, last I checked, of taking care of issues like that. But what are you going to do? So, yeah. So this was passed. This is from ABC, I think, probably. Let me double check. Yes, ABC News. The House on Friday voted to reauthorize a key U.S. spy program considered crucial to national security. Yeah, not. In a 273-147 vote, lawmakers renewed Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, which is set to expire on April 19th through 2026. It won't head to the Senate right away. Right after the House passed the FISA bill, Representative Anna Paulina Luna, a Republican from Florida, objected to the passage. Luna requested a vote on the motion to reconsider the legislation. That means the FISA bill will not be able to head to the Senate yet until after the House votes to table the motion to reconsider the vote next week. Section 702 allows the U.S. government to collect electronic communications of non-citizens or non-Americans located outside of the country without warrant, it came under scrutiny among some lawmakers on both sides of the aisle and civil liberties groups because it sometimes results in the collection of data on Americans who are in contact with those surveilled individuals. That's completely false. I mean, it's not false, but it's not the only thing that is wrong. They actually intentionally used this to go after political opponents, as we've seen. They even used this against Tucker for being a journalist, if you recall. The amendment was offered to add warrant requirement to see data from Americans, but it narrowly failed in a 212 to 212 vote. The measure was supported by far right Republicans and progressive Democrats. You notice how like it's always far right Republican. It's never just right like just Republican. It's always far right Republicans. And then it's just progressive Democrats. You mean far left. You mean far left Democrats, right? That's what you meant to say. But this is ABC, who argued it was necessary to protect Americans' privacy. The White House and intelligence officials, however, warned such a requirement would cripple the program and leave the U.S. blind to intelligence used to identify terrorist threats and other risks of to national security. No. We've seen how they use this. We know how they use this, and it's nonsense. While the FISA reauthorization passed with overwhelming bipartisan support, its path was uncertain earlier this week after hardline Republicans, okay, these aren't far right, these are just hardline Republicans, revolted and tanked the routine procedural vote on the matter. Wednesday's failed vote, which 19 Republican hardliners voted against party leadership, came after former President Donald Trump weighed in on the issue at the last minute. In a message he posted to a social media platform, Trump wrote, "Kill FISA." The House Republicans huddled Wednesday evening and Thursday to regroup, and House Rules Committee on Thursday night voted 8-4 to advance the FISA bill after the setback. So that's really all we need to hear here. And Mike Johnson was in on it, and so were a few other Republicans. And you can look up who they are, and I strongly suggest that you do look up who they are, because you need to know who exactly is in the process of selling out your rights and allowing these BS three-letter agencies that only seem to come after us on the right to further, you know, take away our rights. The Biden administration has done nothing but fight to take away rights, mind you. You know, while also fighting to allow open borders and so on, literally in court to try to prevent border security. Meanwhile, they fight against the First Amendment, the 14th Amendment, all these other amendments. The perfect example of this would be when we look at the abortion ban in Arizona, that went back to the Civil War, and they can't believe that they went back to these old laws that were so outdated from the Civil War. But in fact, are they not also doing the same with Trump, with this nonsense Insurrection Act from the Civil War, from something that wasn't even an insurrection to try to get him off the ballot? I guess Civil War law is okay as long as it's the left doing it, but that's none of my business. So here's this guy. I've never heard of this guy before. He came across today after I had found that other article, and I thought, well, we'll give him a listen. It's a 30-minute, 48-second video from Lou Valentino, and it says, "Breaking, Speaker Mike Johnson is officially done." That's the name of the video, and again, that's Lou Valentino. Let me make sure that everything is on the screen so you can see it properly, and there we go. And that's my Plant Man podcast channel that I'm running this from, so you don't have to have me fast-forwarding through commercials. So here, we'll give him a listen. I'll probably stop it once in a while and add my own thoughts, maybe. Here you go.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another show where we just, listen, everything is happening fast. I want to slow things down, and I want to talk about Speaker Mike Johnson is being outed once again by Marjorie Taylor Greene. She has put in her notice, but there's a lot more stuff going on as to why you should be very careful with who you trust from now and on. I thought I was one of those people. I loved the idea of Mike Johnson, a good Christian man, to come and be the Speaker of the House and replace Speaker McCarthy. But ladies and gentlemen, there is something deep happening. Even Edward Snowden has come out and spoken about this. Edward Snowden, who was once again looked at by the Central Intelligence Agencies, the three-letter agencies. I don't want to get in trouble here. There's a lot going on. I actually want to, let's go straight to it. Mike Johnson flopped on his FISA stance as a member of the House, from the member of the House and now to the Speaker of the House. He's flip-flopped on his FISA stance. He says that as a member of the judiciary, I saw the abuses of the FBI. They were terrible, terrible abuses, hundreds of thousands of abuses, but now he is in favor of it. There's a video that was posted by Edward Snowden, and he basically titled this video, I want to show you guys exactly what I'm talking about. He titled this video, he said, this is a textbook case of congressional capture. With a single briefing, the intelligence agencies routinely transform their most strident critics into their most tamest of cheerleaders, which is Mike Johnson has been captured by something deep. Ladies and gentlemen, this is supposed to be the Speaker of the House, a Republican congressman, who is now changing his mind on Central Intelligence Agencies that once went after Donald Trump, that spy on thousands of Americans. Take a listen to this.
When I was a member of the judiciary, I saw the abuses of the FBI, the terrible abuses over and over and over, the hundreds of thousands of abuses. And then when I became Speaker, I went to the SCIF and got a confidential briefing from sort of the other perspective on that to understand the necessity of Section 702 of FISA and how important it is for national security. And it gave me a different perspective. So I encourage all the members to go to the classified briefing and hear all that and see it so they can evaluate the situation for themselves. And I think some opinions have changed both ways, but that's part of the process.
So he went from being a critic of the three-letter agency spying on Americans to being their number one cheerleader, to the point where even Tucker Carlson has come out and he's going up against them. Now, I also want to talk about a clip that I just saw of the IRS. The IRS is coming out that is confirmed that the IRS is using AI to spy and get access to your bank accounts. That is other big news that I want to share with you guys. But of course, that's why it's important, an important time to get your gold. Get your gold. This video is sponsored by Noble Gold. Has investing got you stressed? Is it too complicated by step on what to do? All right, ladies and gentlemen, this is not fake news. This is real news. Take a listen to, because we're talking about spying and we're talking about Speaker Mike Johnson. And I'm going to play this clip from Tucker Carlson, but I just want you to listen to how crazy this is. Take a listen.
What we have learned is that the IRS, in fact, has been using AI to access bank accounts of American citizens without any kind of a search warrant or even without any specific claim that they have committed a crime. So this was something that was discovered by an undercover journalist. And what they found is that the IRS has claimed that they have access to every single person's bank account. This person also indicated that they've been working with the Department of Justice and that they have absolutely no problem whatsoever going after the little guy to make sure that they are paying their taxes. This is such a blatant violation of the Fourth Amendment that we have, Jim Jordan and I, sent a letter to the IRS demanding that they provide additional information about what they are doing with AI and what they are doing to protect the civil rights of American citizens.
So, Congresswoman, what's the end game here? Because at the end of the day, you can't put the AI genie back in the bottle, and it's so easy to use these technologies in the way that you're suspecting the IRS is. How do you protect American citizens and our constitutional rights?
Well, one of the things is we need a new administration in November, because this administration has been absolutely lawless in terms of its surveillance of us, of members of Congress, of local officials, of people who are protesters, of voters. This administration has completely ignored the Bill of Rights, whether it's the First Amendment, the Fourth Amendment, the Fifth Amendment. They have weaponized the government against us. So one of the things we have to do is we have to have a new administration come this November.
So once again, here is Tucker Carlson speaking about Mike Johnson.
A few years ago,
and let me just pause that for you. And since I know a lot of people don't, you know, they want the Constitution, most people, but they don't know what every amendment is. The Fourth Amendment is protecting you against your rights, against unlawful search and seizures and so on, which when they're using AI, I'm not, dude, I like messing around with AI image creators and stuff. That's about it. Video creators and so on. But at the end of the day, they're using AI to illegally spy on your bank accounts. So they're spying on people through FISA, and now the IRS is spying on you using AI on your bank accounts. And we've known this for a minute now, but anyway, let's do this, Tucker Carlson. So here we go.
We learned conclusively that, in fact, the FBI...
His audio is messing up.
...had been working secretly against Donald Trump's presidential campaign. Trump had whispered about this, then shouted about it, was roundly denounced as a conspiracy nut, a lunatic. But in the end, he was vindicated. It was true. These agencies spied on Trump, and they leaked some of what they'd learned to the media, which used it against Trump. Then these agencies concocted false stories about Trump. They tried to crush Trump.
And this is the same, this is what Mike Johnson has defended.
Completely. In 2016, and then for the entire course of his presidency. Then they did the same thing in 2020 during the presidential election, and they're doing it still. They're trying to put him in prison for the rest of his life. So if you take three steps back, what you have here is what we're seeing now. For the third time in three consecutive cycles, secretive federal agencies are trying to rig our presidential election. This is what the Democrats refer to as democracy. And they're trying to defend it. But of course, it's the opposite of democracy. It's in fact the end of democracy in any semblance of a constitutional republic we ever had. If you have a secret police force threatening people, spying on them, and working secretly the levers of political power, then you don't have a democracy. You have no control over really anything as a voter. So if there's one thing the Republican Party, the opposition party, should be doing in response to this right now, it's fighting back against this descent into totalitarianism. They should be working to return freedom and democracy to the country. They should defend the Constitution. They should rein in these agencies, Washington's secret police. But you will not be surprised to learn they've been busy doing just the opposite. So if you're wondering why no one has gone to prison for any of this, now that we know it actually happened, well, the reason is in part a law called FISA, the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act. It's been around a long time. Teddy Kennedy first proposed it, by the way, back in the mid-1970s. And that law allows the federal government to spy without a warrant on foreigners outside the borders of the country. And the idea is bad people are doing bad things against us. We need to know what they are, and we can't bother to go to a court to get a warrant every time we want to know. But it will never be used against American citizens. Well, of course, now that we know, it has been at scale. But that law, FISA, has made it possible. So that law is now up for reauthorization in the House of Representatives. And amazingly, the new Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson of Louisiana, has spent the last couple of weeks doing all he can to get that law reauthorized. In other words, to allow the federal agencies to continue to spy upon and punish people who disagree with him. In other words, Mike Johnson's own party, Republicans, Trump voters. Mike Johnson has been working to do that. And that effort failed today because members of Congress heard from their constituents or came to their senses, saw the truth in a dream. Whatever happened, they stopped Mike Johnson from doing that for the moment. So that's a good thing, and you ought to be celebrating it, even if you didn't know it was happening. And a lot of people didn't because it got very little media coverage. But of course, this is a temporary victory, like all bad things, like that chlamydia you got in a hot tub in Cabo in college. It will come back. This attempt.
Wait, what? Whoa, slow down. Slow down, bro. What did you just say?
To spy on you, an American citizen, without a warrant because you've been politically disobedient. Why will it come back? Because it's what they really care about. And so before it does come back, it's worth just a very quick autopsy on what just happened. What did we just see so we can learn a couple of important lessons? And the first lesson we're going to learn is that a lot of powerful people in the Congress are liars. They lie without shame, in fact, with pride. And they do so at the behest of, or because of, blackmail instituted by the intel agencies. And at the head of that list would be the chairman of the House Intel Committee, Mike Turner of Ohio. We're going to play a clip from Mike Turner of Ohio saying exactly the opposite of what is true. Here's Mike Turner reassuring you that FISA would never, under the FISA law, the U.S. government would never be allowed to spy on you without a warrant, because that's unconstitutional. It's never happened. It never will happen. And if you think otherwise, you're probably one of those UFO-believing nut jobs who want to stop doing ayahuasca. Here's House Intel Committee, pawn of the intel agencies, Mike Turner of Ohio.
We're not surveilling foreigners in the United States. We're not surveilling Americans in the United States. Those individuals who say this is a warrantless search of America.
You know, I'm going to stop this real quick. This is an important clip. If you haven't hit the like button, please slam the like button. I would truly appreciate that. But I'm going to stop this real quick. Because me and my liberal friend, a.k.a. Richard, we agree on this. Republicans all do suck. Not all. There's a lot of them, though. And not only do they suck, they have been passing between Kristi Noem and I think DeSantis and I think the governor, of course, of Texas, Greg Abbott.
This is important because what he's about to tell you is absolutely true, and it's 100% wrong. Not that what he's saying is wrong. What these Republicans are doing is 100% wrong. 110% wrong. So listen to this, because this is absolutely true, and you can look it up yourself.
They've been passing laws I want to make sure I say these laws correctly. They're passing anti-Semitism laws, where they're free speech. They're taking your speech away, and I want to make sure that I get this right, because a lot of the Republicans are the ones passing these laws, which is, let me see. Israel anti-speech law, and they've been the ones passing these laws. So it's not just Mike Johnson; it's a lot of them. I'm gonna get it.
Turner of Ohio.
We're not surveilling foreigners in the United States. We're not surveilling Americans in the United States. Those individuals who say that this is a warrantless search of Americans' data are just not telling the truth. These are foreigners abroad. They're a select group of individuals who are a national security threat. If you're an American and you're corresponding with ISIS, yes, if we're spying on ISIS, your communications are going to be captured. You would want us to do that. All Americans would want us to try to make certain that we keep ourselves safe from these outside terrorist groups and organizations. We are not spying on Americans. This is not a warrantless surveillance program. This is foreigners who are abroad only.
Every word of that, a lie. And we don't need to guess. And I hate to use that pronoun, but I specifically don't need to guess, because that actually happened to me. The NSA broke into my text messages, read them, pass them to news organizations in order to discredit me, and then admitted that they spied on me. And they did it under FISA, because I was daring to text with a foreigner outside our borders. So Mike Turner knows that. He's the chairman of the Intel Committee. He knows he's lying, but he's doing it anyway because it's that important to preserve that core power. If you have the power to spy on someone and then to leak the information that you gather or manipulate it and then leak it in order to control that person, that's a major power. In fact, it's a bigger power than any voter in this country has. And so he's acting on their behalf when he lies to you. And so it shouldn't surprise you that they want to keep that power. And they want to keep it so badly that over the last week, U.S. government officials did something that may not have precedent in Washington. They lobbied members of Congress directly. They, in the words they used in Washington, they whipped the bill. Officials from the Department of Justice called, among others, Chip Roy of Texas to demand that he vote for FISA reauthorization. Imagine that. DOJ, Department of Justice, the federal law enforcement agency, called Chip Roy and said, you got to do this. Think about that. Is there any group in this country more powerful than the Department of Justice? They can put you in jail. And they've shown a willingness to do that. They could put kiddie porn on your computer. They've probably done that too. And everybody who serves in Congress knows that. And everybody's afraid of them, along with the CIA and NSA and a bunch of other three-letter agencies. Members of Congress are afraid of them because they know the consequences.
I think, see, and that's the thing, just to interject here, I think that that's what they did to Alex Jones. He claims that he opened an email from Hillary, and all of a sudden he's getting in trouble for having kiddie porn on his computer. Now, granted, we've seen that clip. If we haven't, then I don't know what to tell you. I've shared it to Stop and Think News on Telegram and on my pages on Facebook and stuff. But we saw the clip where he had tranny porn open on his phone during a show. But that's a big leap from child porn or child sexual adult content or whatever material. And so he claims that that happened, that the government put that on his device. Well, then he would have went to prison. This is what I keep saying about that guy. He's controlled op. You may like him. I don't care. Doesn't mean he's not controlled op. So if they do that to you, it's for one reason and one reason only. They're going to threaten you with prison, or you're going to become controllable. He didn't go to prison, and I'm just going to leave it right there.
...of disobedience. And so for them to call directly a member of Congress, it'd be like the FBI coming to your house on election day and demanding that you vote for their designated candidate. And then having access to the record of who you actually voted for, as they do in the Congress. Can you imagine? You'd be highly motivated to vote for their candidate, wouldn't you? Yes, you would. So they're willing to do anything to get this enshrined in law because it gives them legal cover to subvert democracy, which is their program, of course. And everybody knows it. Mike Johnson knows it, but he's not telling his conference that, his fellow Republicans. In a meeting today with his Republican conference on Capitol Hill, Mike Johnson said, you must vote for this, and you must vote for it because America hangs in the balance. And if you had the intelligence that I've seen in my classified briefings, which you could not see, you would know that it's your moral responsibility to vote for this. And by the way, if you don't vote for it, Americans will die. Johnson didn't mention that the FISA law, warrantless spying, did not prevent 9/11 or the coal bombing or any major act of terror in the last 50 years, almost 50 years that we've had it. No, I mean, it's ridiculous on its face, but why is Mike Johnson saying this? Well, there are only two possible explanations. One is that he's just stupid and doesn't know and believes his intel briefers. Every person who has spent any time in D.C. knows the intel briefing, the classified intel briefing in the SCIF, is merely a leash. It's a collar around your neck connected to a chain, and the other hand is your handler from some federal agency with a black budget whose total you can't know. Of course, it's a way to control you, giving you information that you can't repeat to anyone else, that you have no way of verifying, and telling you that if you don't go along with the program, Americans will die. Right. So he either doesn't know that that's the way things actually work in D.C. Well, of course Saddam has weapons of mass destruction. You want to get America vaporized in a nuclear attack? Invade, et cetera, et cetera. Many precedents for this. I mean, it's the oldest story there is. Either he doesn't know that, or there's another agenda. We can't know for certain. But consider this. Mike Johnson has been Speaker of the House for not very long, just several months now. He got the job accidentally. And in the time that he's had it, what have his priorities been? Well, there have been two issues on which he's willing to call his fellow Republicans into the room and say, you have to do this. And the first one is Ukraine funding. And he's done that again and again. Either we send another $60 billion to Ukraine, or he implies American soldiers will have to fight in Ukraine because we're going to prevent Putin from rolling into San Antonio or whatever. Of course, all untrue, in fact, ridiculous, but that's what he said, in effect. Ukraine funding has been his top priority. And second, this week was more warrantless spying on Americans. Well, what's interesting is that those are also Joe Biden's top priorities. Those are not the top priorities of Republican voters.
And that is where I'm going to leave this video, because that is 110% correct. The priorities that Speaker Johnson is working towards and with are the exact priorities that the Biden administration want, right? That's their priorities. So that tells you everything you need to know about this fake, right? This fake guy that was voted in by nobody in the voting base. It was all the government that did that. So we'll leave that one there. May or may not have heard about this finalization of the gun show loophole nonsense. This is from CNN. They're loving this. The Biden administration on Thursday moved one step closer to enacting a rule requiring people who sell firearms at gun shows to conduct background checks on their potential customers, which they already did. What this is going to do, basically, here we have the Attorney General Merrick Garland, who is an anti-gunner. Under this regulation, it will not matter if guns are sold on the internet, at a gun show, or at a brick-and-mortar store. If you sell guns predominantly to earn a profit, you must be licensed and you must conduct background checks. And that's how it's done already. What this is going to do, this is no gun show loophole nonsense. This is to prevent me from selling my neighbor, who I've known for well over 10 years, a gun that I don't necessarily want anymore and that he's interested in. This is to take away more of your Second Amendment rights. There's no getting around it. And Republicans signed off on this too. Just an FYI. You can look up who did. So, here you go. I mean, more of your rights trampled by this administration. The left will cheer this on because the left hates the Constitution. They do. They hate the Constitution. Those left on the left hate the Constitution. Those who don't, left. You know what I mean? Like, they're not there any longer. No longer part of the left. They're either an independent or they joined our side completely, the right. So keep that in mind. That, you know, and then we've got these Republicans, these fake Republicans, rhinos. They're signing off on everything Joe Biden just to help him. Now, what I wanted to show you now is this right here before I show you what you're looking at now. So let's play this really quick.
You want to know how far the deception goes and how far the lies go?
That was going to be my question about the addictive factor.
Everyone at home, look up on the internet right now. Look up Harvard 2015 study, nicotine is not addictive. So they do an animal study with nicotine. They want to know just how potent of an addictive substance is nicotine in 2015. And they can't get any of the animals to be addicted to strict nicotine. And then Harvard submits FOIA requests to the federal government to find out how did the tobacco giants make their products addictive if nicotine isn't the addictive substance? Because we've all been lied to. Harvard figured it out in 2015. They get the documents from the 1970s and 80s. The tobacco giants, at that point, started to make what they called light cigarettes. And they couldn't get anybody to rebuy them because they weren't addicted to them. They weren't addictive enough.
But they had nicotine in them.
Yeah, they had nicotine in them.
So what was the difference between those and other ones?
Yeah, so they just reduced the amount of tobacco product in these cigarettes, however they did it. Maybe they made them smaller to make them lighter. Who knows? I didn't even get that far. I didn't even care. Because what was revealed was the magic. They hired chemists to come in and actually tell them, how do we make our tobacco products addictive? Because people aren't buying it. This is in the 70s. And chemists go, well, it'll be easy. If you just add a chemical called pyrazines to the nicotine and to the tobacco plant, everybody will be addicted to it.
How do you spell that?
P-Y-R-A-Z-I-N-E-S. They add two products to enhance flavor profiles and aromas, and they are super addictive. In fact, Harvard published that the pyrazines are what create the dependency for all tobacco products, including nicotine.
Let me just recap for a second. Nicotine is an addictive.
Right.
Harvard proved it in 2015.
Right.
In the 70s, the industry basically hired chemists to figure out how to make it addictive to sell more.
Yes.
That's when they introduced pyrazines into the equation.
Yes.
And that's what makes cigarettes addictive today.
Yes. And then they lied to all of you and said tobacco products cause cancer. Oh my God, we've heard that too. Oh my God.
Wait.
It's crazy.
One question. There are those cautions on you know, cigarette boxes today.
All right. So I'm just playing this because I wanted you to see what he said about nicotine and how nicotine is not necessarily addictive. And it's not. And those of you who have been with me for the past few years of my podcast, you've heard me say the nicotine is literally not addictive. And this wasn't because I knew about this study in 2015. I didn't. It's because nicotine is a naturally occurring substance in lots of things, including, for example, tomatoes. Do you eat a tomato and find yourself craving another one after you have it on a burger or whatever you eat it on, salad? Are you craving tomatoes all the time after you ate one the first time? No. I know the amount of nicotine is small in there, but the point being, like, you could eat a lot of tomatoes and have decent amount of nicotine in your system, and you're going to go on about your day, right? It's the chemicals that they put into the cigarettes that are what are addictive. And just to prove that that's true, I will pull up this, just a summary from this web search. I think it's Bing. Right here, and it says it right here. Research conducted by scientists of Harvard University indicates that nicotine is essentially non-addictive. The study found that people given lower nicotine cigarettes smoke 23 to 30% fewer cigarettes per day than those who smoke cigarettes with higher nicotine content. The low nicotine cigarette smokers also had reduced dependence on nicotine and fewer cravings for cigarettes when they weren't smoking. Now, the way this is phrasing it or whatever, it's trying to make it sound like it's not addictive, but it's also addictive. It's not addictive. You know what I mean? Like, they're saying, oh, the people with the light cigarettes smoked less of it. Well, they smoked less of it because there was, there's less flavor in light cigarettes. They're not as enjoyable if you're a smoker. I am a smoker, and I vape. Now, granted, like, when you have, like, an e-cigarette, like, one of these disposables that I have right now, because I'm sick and tired of the flavor that I have in my regular one, there's a little higher nicotine content in here. But I don't crave this. I don't crave this device at all. In fact, the only thing that I generally crave would be a cigarette. And it's usually after dinner, when I'm stressed out, whatever. Just like any other smoker. And it all comes down to the other chemicals that you heard him mention that they put into it. And I've said this for a long time. It's just been a hunch of mine. I didn't have empirical data or anything. I just know that they're greedy. And I know that in the past, people weren't smoking in the past. People would get smoking jackets and people would, you know, it would be like a ritual almost just to have one cigarette, and they'd smoke it and then they'd watch some news and go to bed, right? They weren't constantly smoking unless they were in boardrooms or whatever. But here we are. And just like we saw with vape, when they tried to say that it was causing all these lung issues in young people that were leaving burns on the lungs and so on, that turned out, if you look this up, you can look this up, that turned out to be complete BS. That what was causing that were black market THC cartridges, fake THC cartridges that they were putting some kind of acetate into it, vitamin E acetate maybe, into it to make, because when you buy a cart, I don't have mine up here, but when you buy a cannabis cart for vaping, yeah, oh, I got one right here, actually, and I'm sorry for those of you on the radio, you're not going to see what I'm talking about. You can see this one right here, you can see how the actual stuff in there, the wax or whatever it is stuck to one side. That's because I have these laying sideways, and it would take quite a long time for that to go back, because that's pure and it's right, it's done right. These black market ones, they'd even steal the brand logo and the packaging look, and they'd repackage it and sell it on the street, and these kids were buying that because they can't go to a dispensary. They can't go, you know what I mean? So they were buying these off the street thinking they were getting the real thing. And to make them so that they look thicker than what they really were, which was a watered-down product, they put this vitamin E acetate in there, which you're not supposed to inhale. So that would heat up and shoot into their lungs and burn their lungs and cause them lung problems. Most of these kids didn't want to admit that they were doing it because they're not supposed to be. But the FDA quietly announced that fall, oh, yeah, that was what it was, but it was too late. They already did their legislation in Congress to tax the crap out of it, to heavily regulate it. Not cannabis carts, but actual e-cigarettes. They got what they needed. And then they admitted to the truth quietly. And Trump fell for it. He signed off on all of it. Because he fell for it. So, again, there's another thing that I can honestly say Trump screwed up on. Okay? I'm allowed to say that because he did screw up on some stuff. supporting Israel too much, for example. But that's just some stuff you needed to know. Like, nicotine is essentially non-addictive. You can see it right here on the screen, and if you're not watching the video version of this, you heard me read it to you. So there you have it. And people need to keep all this in mind. These people lie. They look at the money that was brought into the economy when they sued all these cigarette companies for nicotine being so addictive and so on and so forth. What did Joe Biden just ask these companies to do? Do you remember? He asked them to cut the nicotine amount in cigarettes. It's already not addictive. Let's take more out, right? And that's what they'll do. That's exactly what they're going to end up doing. It's ridiculous. Now we have this last one that I want to show you. This last video here that I want to show you. I'm going to put that up on the screen. This is from Legally Armed America. Again, you've seen a video from him before. I would suggest subscribing. I like this guy's channel. But this is CIA describes how they entrap Americans in undercover video. This is not James O'Keefe. I've never heard of this place before that did this bus. But you definitely need to hear this. You definitely need to hear this. Because this is our three-letter agencies doing the bidding for one party and the rhinos and all these bad people that are supposed to be working for us, mind you, not against us. Here you go.
Hey there, friends. Kind of maddening videos that I've been putting out the last couple days, and I apologize for the negativity of them, but nevertheless, it's my attempt to deliver the truth and what's really happening as best I can. And of course, it's kind of hard to dispute in many cases, the video. The video that I have today is equally maddening. However, nobody died yet, or that we know of, as a result of this person that you're going to see here, who is a former agent of the FBI and currently works for the CIA in contracts, according to this video. I'm going to play the video all the way through, and then we're going to talk about it.
Gavin O'Blenis is a contracting officer at the CIA. O'Blenis worked for the FBI in 2021 and 2022 in the San Diego office, moved on to Homeland Security where he conducted asylum interviews at the southern border, and now works for the CIA managing multi-million dollar contracts across government agencies and private sector vendors.
I work for I'm not supposed to tell people.
And if I say intelligence, what do you think?
CIA?
Yep.
You work for the CIA?
I do.
That's incredible.
I'm a contracting officer.
That's amazing.
So I deal a lot with, like, different agencies. We're contracting with, like, Director of National Intelligence to do stuff. We do Navy, Army, any of them, really. I just, FBI. I used to work for the FBI, so
really?
They threw the FBI at me. They're like, here, you used to work there.
Now, I was watching this yesterday, and this is one of the videos that I watched in advance. I was watching this yesterday on the way back from my daughter's second SATs or whatever, and dropping her off at those. And I'm watching this in the car with my, well, not watching it, but listening to this in the car with my wife as I'm driving. And it hits me. I go, why are all these agents gay? Why are they all like this? Why are they all gay? And I'm sitting here, and I said, and every, like, James O'Keefe busted a gay dude from one of these agencies, a couple people. And I'm like, what is it with this? Maybe they should stop hiring, because gays like to gossip, what I heard. So like, maybe you're making a mistake here with the DEI nonsense. But anyway, so this guy that made the Legally Armed America, he literally says the same thing in this video, and we both just kind of laugh because I had just said exactly what he says later on in this video. Now, this is a 13-minute video, and this will be the last video for the show, and then we'll wrap it up. But I really think you need to hear this.
I'm permanent. So, yeah.
Good. Well, why do they call it contracting?
Because I do the contracts for them. I do all the legal contracts. I fly out to vendors and evaluate them. I love the agency.
Good for you.
I like the Bureau, too. The Bureau was a lot of fun. I got to do a lot of cool stuff with the Bureau. I was the guy in the back of the truck in the van.
Oblenis spoke to an undercover Sound Investigations reporter about his work experience involving near entrapment and his employers' involvement with political commentator Alex Jones's legal battles.
As long as the Bureau is able to progress far enough to be able to put pro-lifers in jail whenever they want.
Yeah.
You think that's on the agenda?
We can. You can kind of put anyone in jail if you know what to do.
How?
Just let them off. You create the situation to where they have no choice but to act on their impulse. And once they act on that impulse, then we call that entrapment. It's a fine line.
Does the Bureau practice entrapment a lot?
We get really close.
Not officially?
No. We get as close as we can. We get as close as we can to it without doing it.
So they can entrap some of these pro-lifers into doing things that they
depending,
don't...
Yeah. We call it a nudge.
A nudge.
A nudge.
Mm.
Sometimes you just gotta get a quick look just to see what happens, right?
And how does that happen?
You put a post out there, or you have some fake profile say something that triggers, that we know is gonna trigger them, right? Like, we already know your history. If we're to that point, we already know everything about them. So we're like, oh, this will piss them off. Sometimes you light the fuse and just wait for it to follow. Right.
Like a railing, mm-hmm. So when a railing happens, that sometimes the Bureau behind it?
Yeah, sometimes. Nothing like putting out a fake social media thing to like really get people mad.
Mm-hmm.
Post fake news. Sometimes it's
So if you're listening to this on a regular podcast platform, I do suggest going over to Rumble and checking this video out. Stop and Think News, all one word. Checking out this podcast and fast forwarding to whatever time this is, it should all kind of match up. But what he literally just said, we've been called conspiracy theorists about. He literally just admitted that the FBI, the Federal Bureau of Investigations, sets up some of these rallies to try to entrap Trump supporters. He's literally admitting it. This is an ex-FBI, now CIA operative, admitting that they do this. He's admitting openly to this reporter from soundinvestigations.com that they do this. We've been saying this for how long and being told that we're crazy, just kind of like how we're being told that we're crazy, that the economy sucks, right? We're crazy. We're everything, you know, the $10 eggs, it's all in your imagination. We've been told this is crazy. This organization caught this agent admitting that they set up some of these rallies and then try to entrap people on the right, really. He never talks about entrapping anybody on the left, you'll notice.
It's not fake. It's embellished a little bit.
Who would be like a big influencer that you're after? You, like a, I don't know, like a, I don't even know these names, like a Fox News person or like a Tucker Carlson or like
I'm sure he's a right. You always want the biggest and loudest. Like that, what was his name? The one that said Sandy Hook didn't happen.
Alex Jones.
Yeah, so we were after him.
You are? Are you still after him?
Yeah.
Why?
Because he's broke. He got found guilty and had to pay like $100 million.
So what? Why were you after him?
We're not anymore.
Just to get the money from him?
Yeah.
Was that court case used? Was that a CIA case?
It was.
That was an agency thing?
Actually, it was a defamation case, so it's a civil government. But we were looking at all of his followers, commenting, following, like, who's that going to make this tape, right? So even though it's technically not our, well, not the agency, definitely, but the Bureau, for instance, yeah, it's not our purview, it's a civil matter. But since they got all this access to his stuff, and it's there, what can we go find?
And did you find it?
I can't tell you.
Oh, we did.
But, so, you know, it's just kind of like, you know, realize the opportunity that you have.
So with Alex Jones, you were watching him long before anything ended up happening?
Probably. It wasn't my office, but, I mean, we would have been well aware of what he was doing.
And the goal with him was what, just to bankrupt him?
Oh, pretty much. And we let the families do it.
And what?
We let the families do it.
Were they encouraged to do that by the Bureau? Like, nudge?
We don't encourage people.
But, like,
we just say there's no federal statute being broken. But you do have the option for a civil case. And it's a pretty good case.
nice.
In our opinion.
So, that makes so much sense. I have a cousin who's a lawyer. So that's a lot of these cases. They're kind of encouraged by the FBI.
Yeah, like, there's something federal law we can do, but civilly, we can go at them that way. Chop slice.
And they did. So the FBI was happy.
We didn't care. We were like, oh.
Basically, the citizens did your job.
Yeah.
Wow, so you can encourage a civil lawsuit.
Not encourage. Educate.
What can you do with people like Alex Jones now? Because he's still out there.
Yeah.
He's still chirping.
He can chirp.
Are you still watching him?
Yeah.
Why?
He did what we wanted.
Which was what?
We took his money away. We shut him up for a while. You're never going to shut him up for anything.
How? Well, unless you put him in prison.
But again, he didn't do anything about it. Being ignorant is not a crime, though.
It is. I mean, what? You could bring a nudge.
He didn't incite a riot like Cheeto. He didn't encourage people to go shooting.
He just called the former president. This is an FBI, CIA agent, Cheeto. He didn't incite a riot like Cheeto, who also didn't incite a riot, by the way. It just didn't happen. Let's go on.
He didn't do it.
Additionally, Oblenis states that he knows and works with FBI agents who were undercover in the January 6th Capitol riot, estimating about 20 field agents were there undercover. While Oblenis notes that they were not involved in violence, this appears to be the first admission of undercover FBI agents in attendance.
I thought you said that there were FBI agents in the crowd at J6.
There always are when there's a big protest in D.C. Just in case it gets out of hand like that.
But there wasn't
enough to turn that tide. I mean, I'm talking maybe they had 20. You needed 1,000 to get rid of that crowd.
So they had like, that was just 20?
Yeah, just to go through and see what they can hear, you know, that kind of thing.
Wow. Yeah, definitely, they needed 1,000 at least.
Well, wow. See, that's also Capitol Police jurisdiction. They're in charge.
So the
why they didn't have more on hand, I don't know.
The Bureau didn't really want people knowing that they were in the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
That would be overstepping their bounds.
A little bit.
Did people know that?
Why?
Did people know that the Bureau was in the crowd?
Nope, they probably never will.
You know agents that were there?
Mm-hmm.
Really?
Yeah. So the agency knew.
He says, nope, this is recorded March 22nd, 2024. He says, no, nobody knows that there was agents in the crowd. We've said that there were agents in the crowd, and we've been called conspiracy theorists. See how this keeps happening? And I keep saying, this is why conspiracy folks are going so off the wall with the... They went off the wall with the eclipse, and they keep going off the wall with... last night, I saw a clip from a YouTube independent film that they were using to try to make it seem like it was real. It was literally a film about how a whole town disappeared. It was fake. And this person who I constantly see in my feed, I'm not friends with them or anything, but I always see him in my video feed, they're constantly sharing this fake nonsense. It's because we've been right about everything all along and been told that we're wrong, but the truth is the truth. And we know it. And we've been saying it. And CNN runs game, and MSNBC runs game, and the factcheck.org, and all these left-wing militarized media agencies, the arm of the parties, the Rhino and the Democrat parties and the government, all get in gear and try to make us look stupid and try to say that it's fake, but we know it's true. We've been right. And here's the guy saying that we've been right.
That's only slightly upsetting, right? To us taxpayers, right? I mean, we don't live off the government, so we're footing that payroll to this clown, right? First question I have, and this is indicative of the last couple of videos that we've seen. If you notice, a lot of these undercover guys, which, by the way, this company is Sound Investigations, who did this video, like the James O'Keefe guy, again, Sound Investigations. Good work on their part. But have you noticed how when these guys go undercover and they want to talk to some of these guys, it's always this, like, fake dating of a gay guy? I mean, is every special agent and every agent embedded in the backside in D.C., are they all gay? I mean, because It's like if you want to get inside information from somebody embedded in the backside of DC, all you got to do is pretend to be a gay guy looking for a date. I guess you go on the gay Tinder if maybe they use Tinder, the gay guys do. I guess that's all you got to do is swipe left or right or up or down. I don't know what you, they're probably swiping up and down many times. But it looks like it's pretty easy for them to do, to pull off. You just put yourself out there and they're going to come, right? Bad choice of words, probably. This phrase that old Gavin here spit out, you can kind of put anyone in jail if you know what to do. Set them up, act on their impulses. Well, clearly, Gavin is acting on his impulses right here as he gets catfished, or whatever kind of fish you want to call this. But makes me wonder, hearkening back to my video yesterday, of the guy in Little Rock, the director of Little Rock Airport, who the ATF agents went to, put tape over his Ring doorbell camera, stormed his house, and shot him in the head. I wonder if that was their attempt at setting him up and making him act on his impulses. In other words, he's sitting here, this guy Gavin, describing a situation where they know these guys, his own words, and they get to know them more. They understand what their proclivities are. They understand what their impulses are. And they push them right to the edge, knowing or at least expecting that they're going to act in that next step. And they get them just close enough to where they make them say or do something, so then they pounce, right? Then they find that thing that they did wrong. I find that a little bit ironic based on the video that I did yesterday, because if they knew this guy had firearms in his house, they purposely tried to sneak up on the guy. He was clearly not expecting anyone. They put tape over the camera so that he wouldn't know that they were law enforcement, which means your first thought would be somebody breaking into your house, right? Any normal person would assume that when somebody kicks your door in, that's a criminal, that's not law enforcement. So it's like they made him, according to Gavin here, act on his impulses. Clearly, that's what they would have needed to put him in jail, or in this case, in a body bag. A lot of stuff going on in this video. I just think this is a great look inside what the FBI does. We knew the CIA did it, but the FBI is so compromised right now from top to bottom. And I hate to use the word bottom because we're talking about this guy in this type of situation. That word could be used in a couple different ways. But you know, you've got Christopher Wray down to old Gavin here. And these guys are all corrupt. These guys are truly not looking out for the American people. If the FBI and the CIA were meant to protect and look out for the American people, where is it in this video? Everything this guy said was something negative about an American, actually a citizen in America. Nothing he mentioned was about thwarting crimes or fighting off criminals. It was nothing to do with actual law enforcement. It was about setting people up, getting them in trouble, and tricking them into doing things that would make them get in trouble so that the FBI or the CIA would have a reason to act on the next step. Again, I have to go back to, there was nothing that he said in his braggadocious manner that was like, look at all the people we're saving and this is how we're doing it, right? Nothing like that. This guy, I believe, is a reflection of what we can come to see and expect in these three-letter agencies out there, especially under the current administration. And as you can see, this guy, and of course, most of his homies, I guess, in the organizations, are all pro-Biden, anti-Trump. I mean, this guy's talking about, what do you call him, Cheeto? Called Trump Cheeto? Clearly, this guy will do and probably has done everything he can against anybody like us who's conservative or any efforts to either get Trump elected or at least be fair towards Trump. So clearly, we know that taxpayer money for guys like this will be being used against Trump and against conservatives in the upcoming election. This is the kind of stuff that scares me. This is the kind of stuff that we don't get to see, but we know what's going on.
God save the Queen, man.
I'm sorry, I thought this was America.
All right, well, you heard it there. They spy on you. They do whatever the hell they want to do. And you're just supposed to take it and pay for the pleasure as well. Sorry for the little audio cut-ins and the video cut-ins on that. I was trying to do something really quick while that was playing to get ready for the end of the show. Again, I'm still learning this program as well. But anyway, guys, don't forget, tomorrow we got that new show, the Ben and Joe Show. I'm really hoping you guys enjoy it. I will see you then. Until next time, be safe, be prepared, just don't be a jerk about it, and I will talk to you very, very soon.
Get the door to blow you away. Flamethrower, you a switchblade. Feet planted on grip tape with my shoulders squared and my back straight. Got a good bass and a loose tongue. Notorious in the octagon now. Ba-da-dum-ba.